This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 280. Spark the conversation. Four topics to use on a first date in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. That first or second date can be stressful, but it's even more stressful in English, and it's even more stressful when you don't know what topics to ask about. Today, our guest will give you an acronym so that you always have four easy topics to create great conversation in English on a date. Today, our favorite New York-based dating consultant is back on the show. Jessica Coyle is an ESL teacher, an improv artist, and she loves to blog about her dating adventures in the big city. After today's show, be sure to visit her dating blog at hopefuldisasters.wordpress.com. That's www.hopefuldisasters.wordpress.com. Let's get started. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Good, Lindsay. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show. Welcome, welcome. We're always excited to talk with you about dating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's always wonderful to speak to you as well, Lindsay.
It's a great topic. And we know that you have a lot of dating experience, a lot of thoughts on dating. You have an awesome dating blog, by the way. Actually, we're going to talk about that at the end regarding how our listeners can find you. And we don't want to forget to mention that. But let's quickly just go into today's topic. So what happens when our listeners get on a date? And sometimes what ends up happening when we're in a new language like English is our mind goes blank.
Oh, yeah.
We forget. We don't know what to say, what topics to bring up. So what can we actually talk about on a date in English?
Well, my mom told me when I was having trouble making friends as like a second grader, you know, she gave me the very useful advice that people just want to talk about themselves. And that holds true for your entire life. If you want a conversation to be easy, to flow, remember that asking questions is the best way to make that happen. Because Absolutely. People want to talk about themselves almost universally.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like, I think that quote is be interested to be interesting, right?
That's excellent. Yeah, that is a very good summary of that for sure. I mean, sometimes that can be terrible. Like I've gone on some dates where men have taken that and run with it and I have not gotten a word in edgewise. But if they're worth your time, they're going to want to engage you as well. So taking that first step to ask questions is the best move.
Absolutely. It's a good filter. I mean, if you do act interested or if you are interested, you're always asking the person about themselves and then they don't give you any questions back about you, then that means that you really don't want to be with that person anyways. So you're going to move on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just not going to – it's like if they're the kind of person who's going to blather on about – you know, the economy in Turkey when you have are showing absolutely no interest, then they've basically done the work for you.
There you go. There we go. So it's really helpful to have kind of an acronym mm-hmm. that we can use when we're going into this date, because we know we might forget, you know, tips and things like that. So what is an acronym that we can use that we can actually grab onto and remember when we're trying to come up with question topics?
Well, there's actually a famous and very useful acronym that you can use, and that's FORD, F-O-R-D, and that stands for Friends, Occupation, Recreation, and Dreams. So
Friends, Occupation, Recreation, and Dreams. Okay, good.
So let's say, I mean, friends is the only one you might have find to be a little bit tricky, like, because let's say you met online, you probably don't have any mutual friends, but you can always say, oh, let's say we're meeting in Brooklyn. So do you know a lot of people in Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm. Do you know a lot of people in Brooklyn? That's a good question. That's a great question. And if you do have mutual friends, what are some questions you could ask about your mutual friend to your date?
Like, what's Miami been up to lately? Like, have you seen Brendan in recently? Just, I would say, ask about that friend, ask about what that person has done with that friend. Like, what would you tend to say if you were on a date with a mutual friend?
Yeah, I would say something like, how did you meet, you know, Anne, for example, right? How did you meet that person, the mutual friend?
Yeah. So just express interest in that person that the two of you know.
Mm-hmm. Very easy. Very natural way to start conversation. You might share a laugh or something about the person. Hopefully not gossiping, really, but, you know, just friendly conversation. And I always feel closer to someone when I know that they also know someone, but in a slightly different way. Someone that I know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it kind of is a safe topic because, probably you like that person. So it's going to be positive.
Totally. It's a good place to start. So that's the F. And what's the R?
Well, let's start with the O, just to go with the
The O. Yeah, that's what I meant.
That would be occupation. So asking about someone's job, that's usually pretty safe. That's what they do. Or if they hate their job, if they just have a 9-to-5, then the major thing that they do. For example, I could ask you, so how long have you been making podcasts?
Yeah, for about a year and a half here.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to do that?
Yeah, good question. Just wanting to get a message out there to the world, right? Yeah, absolutely. And right. So with this question, I always wonder if it's safe or if it's dangerous with unemployment nowadays.
Yeah,
right?
That's why it's a pretty good first move to say, like, so what do you do with your time?
You know,
it's like,
what do you do with your time?
Yeah. So like, what's an average day like for you? That's kind of an odd question, but first dates are always so odd anyway. So don't shy away from those.
Right. So it's the difference between what do you do and what do you do with your time. So that's that's kind of a different question, or it has a slightly more open-ended. The second one is more open-ended. It could be, oh, maybe the person doesn't have a job, but they like to paint, for example.
And there's something really nice about OkCupid, which I like, which I prefer it over to Tinder as far as online dating goes, in that they have the opportunity to tell you what they do. So if they say, like, oh, in between jobs right now, but I was a finance analyst, or I was a bookkeeper, or these are all like really, really like economics-based jobs. I was a childcare worker, whatever. Then you can ask them about that. Ask them about what they used to do or what they hope to do.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Right. So it could go into a conversation about dreams, like career dreams, and that's okay. I like to get into those deeper conversations sometimes,
absolutely,
even on first dates. You know, let's cut to the chase. Let's get beyond the superficial stuff and let's go a little bit deeper into what our aspirations are.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next one in the acronym would be recreation, and that's where people get to talk about what it is they love to do. So I would start with something like, assuming that you know a little bit about them, well, you can always say, what do you do for fun? But then I would say, like, well, how often do you get to, you know, ride your bike? How often do you get to play video games, you know, that kind of thing.
Go deeper, right? Mm-hmm. So follow-up questions are really effective and really important, because someone could give you a really interesting answer to a question, and then if you don't ask a follow-up question, it really just falls flat, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's, nobody wants to feel like they're on a date with a person who's just got a machine gun full of questions and doesn't care about it. Like, right. That's the worst feeling, to be like, so what do you do for fun? Okay, so what else do you do? All right, so like, oh, it feels
that's
like
terrible. It's a lot of pressure.
I've been on dates like that, and it just shows that the person is nervous. So have questions ready.
And I think a big part of this is our cultural sort of allergy to silence, right? Mm-hmm. I think we're allergic as Americans. At least I know I am. I'm allergic to silence. Oh. I hate silence.
Yeah, me too. That feel, because you know, silence with someone that you love can be really nice. Like riding in the car, you're coming home from a trip to upstate New York to go apple picking.
Ooh, sounds so romantic.
Yeah. And like you're listening to the wind and maybe you have the window down and that sounds so nice. But like if you're on a first date and there's just crickets, oh, so horrible.
Right. So the way to avoid those horrible silences is to ask great follow-up questions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's interesting to think about different cultures, to what extent do they not worry as much about silence. And I know this is the cultural thing. So this is really an issue that we have here in the U.S. primarily. But yeah, so asking great follow-up questions. Another one is, how do you like to spend your time, right? For recreation? I think that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one would be dreams. And that sounds like the stuff that you're interested in, because you said you like to go deeper. So those are questions like, where do you hope to be in 5 years? And do you think you'll always live in Boston? Do you think you'll always live in D.C.? Or do you have any plans to move if something happens? This is also a really good place for hypothetical questions. Like, if you could do anything you wanted and money wasn't an issue, what would you do?
I see. Interesting. And let me ask you a really important question here. Do you recommend going into, as far as dreams, do you recommend going into the question, do you want a family? Like those deal breaker questions on a first or second date. Like if you know you want kids and you want to make sure that you're with someone who wants kids, do you recommend dropping that question on the first date?
I mean, that really depends on your priorities. I mean, I think that some men or women who might be interested could be scared off by dropping that bomb so soon.
That is a bomb.
Yeah, it is. And that's, I mean, maybe like for me, for example, that's a maybe. But if a dude were like, so do you want to have kids? You know, I'd be like, yikes. And I might like instinctively put up my guard and say, I don't think so. Just because that feels too personal to me. That feels too personal for a first or second date. I'd wait till maybe the fourth one, because at that point, you know, you really like them. And that's the time when you probably should bring up that deal breaker. But, you know, the fact that 90% of first dates lead nowhere.
90%, is that right?
For me, I would say much higher than that. You know, that's me. I'm extremely picky. So if you're somebody who doesn't go on dates very often and who has a good feeling and who maybe this is a friend of a friend and maybe you guys have had vibes and been talking for a while and you think it might be something significant, then sure, if that's really important for you.
Yeah, it's really tricky. And the other added thing that kind of comes into the mix here is with online dating sites like OkCupid, we generally would actually mark, you know, do you want kids? They have an option to say yes, definitely, maybe, not sure, right? So often we even know that about the person before we meet them, which could be a bad thing or a good thing, because we may be eliminating people and maybe they haven't answered completely truthfully. But I don't know. It's an interesting topic.
It is. And I mean, you have to assume people are being, I would say, maybe 70% truthful, you know, because I mean, I say, like I said, I say on there, maybe want kids, which is true. But like, for example, my most recent relationship, he listed looking for a long-term relationship. And then like 6 weeks in, he said, just so you know, I'm only looking for something casual. And I was like, well, I mean, I wouldn't have gone on that first date if he hadn't been honest. So for our listeners, be honest. If you don't want a long-term relationship, don't say you do.
Yeah, and people are tricky. I mean, people are constantly changing in their feelings and the way they're reacting to people. And it's a battlefield out there dating, isn't it, Jessica?
It is. I wish it were not. I wish it could be that Disney story where your hand, you reach for the same bag of Frito-Lays at the same moment, you know? But for you know, for people like me, I'm very busy. I don't go somewhere unless I'm on my way to something. I usually am in my bubble of don't bother me. It's just, mm-hmm. that's just not likely to happen.
Right. Okay. I love it. But at least today we've gotten some great conversation starters, which we know our listeners want for a date specifically. And by the way, these conversation starters, this acronym FORD, could also be used in any, you know, situation, having coffee with someone, having dinner. It doesn't have to be just for dating, but this is especially good for dating. So just to recap, so the F of FORD was talk about mutual friends or ask the person about their friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
The O was talk about their occupation, ask them questions about their job, what they do, what they want to do, what they've done in the past. The R was recreation, ask them what they like to do. Like, what are their hobbies? What are they into, right? Mm-hmm. And the D is dreams, where we get a chance to go a little bit deeper. You know, where do you hope to be in 5 years? Will you always live here in this city, or do you hope to move somewhere else? I love it. Those are all really good open-ended conversation starters. Awesome.
Well, I am so happy that we're able to get through that. I did not create FORD, but I have used it, and it is extremely useful. Like we talked about, those wonderful silences are great once you know someone, but on a first date, they can feel like forever.
Awesome. I'm going to use FORD on my next date. I don't know about you, but I appreciate that.
Great. Well, I hope that you do, and I hope that it works very well for you.
Thanks so much, Jessica, for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Can I mention the blog
and,
then?
Yes, of course. Sorry, I forgot that.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let us know where to find you online. Where can we find your dating blog?
Well, it's a WordPress blog. It's Hopeful Disasters. So, like I say, many of my dates are a little bit disastrous. I tend to go on between 1 and 3 dates a week, and they're almost all first dates. Not to repeat this too many times, but I cannot promise you a relationship from this. I can promise you first dates that are not too painful.
Absolutely.
And it's hopefuldisasters.wordpress.com. And okay. I love writing it, and I hope you enjoy reading it.
Yeah, and I know that the last time we had you on the show, we actually had a couple of All Ears English listeners come on over to Jessica's blog. So please, guys, go on over there and check out what Jessica has to say about dating in the big city in the U.S. This is really interesting stuff, and we have a chance to compare it to our home cultures. We can see what it's like to date in the U.S. versus in your own culture. So thanks so much for coming on and talking about dating today, Jessica, and good luck with that blog. It sounds super interesting. I'm going to read it.
Oh, great. Well, it's my favorite thing to do that I hope to never have to do again.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, have a great day. Thanks a lot.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Take care. Bye. If you believe in connection, not perfection, and you want to put your ears into English more often, please subscribe to our podcast in iTunes on your computer or on your smartphone. And hey, if you liked today's show, please let us know with a review in iTunes. Thanks so much for listening, and see you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.